This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Wildlife biologists with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks are collaring elk on private land south of Bozeman this winter to gather herd migration data that will inform elk management and land use planning in parts of the Gallatin Valley. GPS collars provide periodic locations of the collared animals, giving insights into movement pathways, habitat use, and mortality. The collaring effort has three main objectives: to identify trends as elk cross U.S. Highway 191, the busy north-south highway down Gallatin Canyon, to inform herd management through hunting regulations and habitat as elk migrate on and off national forest land, and to provide information for land use planning to protect habitat and inform development. The winter of 2022-23 was noticeably troubling for elk mortality due to vehicle collisions along Highway 191 south of Four Corners. The following winter, FWP collared 4 cow elk in the area to begin gathering more information. This winter is a continuation of that effort, and FWP staff hope to collar up to 8 cow elk this season. Biologists use a combination of clover traps and dart guns to capture and collar elk. Clover traps are netted cages that capture individual elk with minimal disturbance to the herd so that staff can attach GPS collars. The collars provide movement data for up to 3 years. The Montana Land Board has approved a proposal to put nearly 33,000 acres of working forest land in northwest Montana into a conservation easement. The Land Board approved the agreement between timber company Green Diamond and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks that completes a conservation project that took 4 years and nearly $40 million to finalize. The Montana Great Outdoors conservation easement between Kalispell and Libby encompasses parts of the Salish and Cabinet Mountains. The roughly 33,000 acres of land will be protected from development to support wildlife habitat and key landscape connectivity. The conservation easement also provides permanent free public recreation access to the enrolled lands, while keeping the land a working forest with the logging of timber. The U.S. Forest Service's Montana Forest Legacy Program is putting $20 million toward the easement. Habitat Montana, a fund administered by FWP, is contributing $1.5 million, with more money from the Trust for Public Lands and Green Diamond Timber Company. The easement is perpetual, meaning the terms of the agreement will remain in effect indefinitely, even if Green Diamond later sells its land. In addition to supporting long-term timber harvest, the easement will give tax benefits to Green Diamond, which owns and logs forests in 9 states throughout the southern and western United States. A variety of conservation and forestry-oriented organizations support the easement because it contributes to conservation and recreational objectives and supports local economies reliant on forestry by allowing logging. That helps keep Montana contributing to the long-term timber supply. Groups that support the land deal include the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Montana Wildlife Federation, the Trust for Public Land, the Montana Wood Products Association, the Montana Logging Association, Stimson Lumber, and F.H. Stoltz Land and Lumber. The second stage of the Montana Great Outdoors conservation easement is still in development. It's estimated to top 52,000 acres to the west and south of the Lost Trail National Wildlife Refuge.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.